I was dead from wrong, and I'll die in here.
Seven. Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to our Missing Persons broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm one of your hosts and the General of Defender 7, Bobby Wonsby. Welcome. If you are new just tuning in to us, be sure to check out our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Or you click on that join button, just know we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout all we do here in the Defenders 7. We are not a militia. We are a humanitarian American patriot group. We back up our first responders, and we help to provide for those of you during natural disasters and any time a shit hits the fan situation. So please, by all means, participate in our group. Become a member, become an officer of your community, and help us. Help us to be stronger throughout all 50 states in time of need. And Defender 7 is a huge advocate for the missing worldwide. If you have a story, if you're going through this right now, call in, share your story with us. We'll help it get out. We not only broadcast nationwide, but we also broadcast global. If you know something, say something. If you're too shy or too afraid to come forward your information to Lorna Munson or myself, Bobby Wonsby, and we'll see to it that the proper authorities get your info. Let's help bring these missing persons home and help the families with closure either way. Somebody knows something, they need to speak up. Now, we enjoy it when people call in, even if it's just to listen or even to participate. And that number to call, area code 914-205-5773. If you're too shy to talk on the phone, we're also live right here on Blog Talk Radio in our chat room. If you see a missing person's flyer, share it everywhere. It doesn't matter whether it's in the States or out of the country, because nowadays, trafficking is worldwide. Now allow me to bring in my sidekick, my major ass pain, Miss Lorna Munson.
Hello. I'm too tired to make any kind of funny comment.
What's that?
That I'm too tired to make any sarcastic comment. That little shit's going to get me back in shape.
Good.
Oh, God. You have no idea. He's a little hyper. But smarter than
shit. How old is she?
Yeah. Her birthday, I guess, was like February 28th, so she's a little over 3 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and she won't leave my side. She's another gonna... Yeah, shit. Although I did drop her and Ralph off with my daughter while I went to the chiropractor and to Walmart. So.
Oh, good.
And Ralph wasn't even excited to see me when I got back. He was passed out on their bed. I think she's wearing him out too.
Oh, yeah, being that young.
Yeah. He tries to play with her, although he did get after her for trying to get into his food that he just saw me put up on the counter. Yeah. He's only food aggressive with other animals.
Yeah, that's true with just about any animal, though.
Yeah. Well, it was weird when Roscoe was alive because he wouldn't eat at all until Roscoe got done eating. Then he would go and eat. And I'd never once ever seen Roscoe go after him.
Just a respect thing.
Yeah, and they're the same age, so. But Roscoe's always been more of a old, well, I guess I can't say he's older. He was older and wiser. They were the same age, and he's the one that got it with the bear, and he's the one that jumped out my truck window, and he's the one that got it with the porcupine first. He's the one that got sprayed with the skunk first. So we're all kind of stayed away. Although he did go after the porcupine later. And you know what? I found out today?
That you were
this
short?
Screwed up. And, well, yeah. I always thought I was 6'2", 250 pounds. No. Okay, you drove around with me in my neck of the woods there for a couple days. And you know how small these towns are around here, correct?
Yes.
So I was talking to this gal. I don't know, she's probably in her 20s, she looked like. And she was saying that they actually put litter boxes in my old school. And they told the janitor that he had to clean them. And the janitor told them if he cleans them, he's quitting. If they force him, if they make him clean them. And then I don't know if he did it or who did it, but OSHA was called, and the OSHA made him remove the litter boxes. And then she said that, they let it pass through in Eau Claire. There's litter boxes in the school in Eau Claire.
Friggin' stupid.
I know. And I don't believe in abortion, but this would be a good scenario.
Right.
If you can have an abortion at 8 months, well, then you might as well have it at 16 years old, too.
Yeah, right.
And the dumb parents need to be slapped. Wow. I wish I knew who it was. I really wish I knew who it was.
I'm sure it's not hard to find out.
No, probably not. How stupid.
Well, that's what we're dealing with these idiots in office right now.
Yep.
All right, let's get down to business, woman.
All right. I'm getting there.
The first one is a cold case from July 13, 2004, out of Lubbock, Texas. Age of disappearance is 26 years old, white female, Jennifer Lynn Wilkerson. She had short brown hair, blue eyes, 110 pounds, 5'5". She has a tattoo of a red rose with a snake around the stem on her left upper arm and shoulder, a small ladybug on her neck, the word taken on the back of her neck, the word rotten, and a butterfly on her back, and a dragon that wraps around her right ankle. If you have any information or know of her whereabouts, please contact the Lubbock County Sheriff's Office at 806-775-1600.
This is a cold case. Can neither Fuentes Perez, missing from Jackson, Michigan since 8/4/2018. He disappeared when he was 16. He'd be 21 now. He's endangered, missing, male, Hispanic, 16 years old, 5'3", 130 pounds, got black hair, brown eyes. Any information, call the Jackson Police Department at 517-788-4100.
Michael Vaughn, missing since July 27, 2021. He was 6 years old when he went missing, and from the Fruitland, Idaho, near the Oregon border. He was looking for a playmate in his neighborhood near Southwest 9th Street in Arizona around 6:30 p.m., then suddenly vanished. No, they don't have any, I mean, they got a picture of him, but he does have blonde hair, short, a cute smile, and again, he's a white male, was 6 years old as of 7/27/2021. So anyone with any information, please call 911 or the Fruitland Police Department at 208-642-6006.
Brandon Tucker, missing from Bloomfield, Michigan since April 24th, 2023. He's 17 years old. He's male, white, brown hair, brown eyes, 6'2", 190 pounds. He may still be in the local area, or he may travel to Great Falls, Montana. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678 or the West Bloomfield Township Police Department in Michigan at 248-975-9200.
Sharing until we hear from this sweet girl, or she's home, or we know she's safe. Please share, pray, and keep a lookout for my sweet friend. Please pray for her family. I am hoping with the constant sharing, it'll get the feeds up with her picture. She was last pinged in Oak Grove, Louisiana. Anyone in Louisiana and Texas and other surrounding states, please share. Be on the lookout for her at gas stations, restaurants, local shops, rest areas, even truck stops, anywhere and everywhere, even while going down the road. I pray she's safe, she's comfortable, and she's going to reach out so soon. I pray she's okay, she's not scared, she's safe from the storms that are coming through, and I know she has Jesus Christ right beside her all the time. I pray that he is comforting her while she's away from home. Maddie is missing from our best understanding. Her last known whereabouts were in Oak Grove, Louisiana. Due to her age and because she left a note, we are running out of options to get help finding her. She's traveling with someone, but we don't know who or the make or model of the vehicle. Please pray for her safety and that she comes home to us. She has short, light brown hair. She's a white female. It looks like she has brown eyes. No tattoos from what I could see or piercings. But if you have any information, reach out to Louisiana, Kentucky, Tennessee, Texas, Oak Grove, Louisiana, law enforcement. And that's all I got.
Polis, Michigan. Bryson Arnold, 16 years old, male, white, brown hair, brown eyes, 6'3", 175 pounds. He was last seen on April 3rd, 2023. He may still be in the local area, or he may have traveled to Kalamazoo, Michigan, or to Elkhart, Indiana. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678. Or the Case County Sheriff's Office in Michigan at 269-445-1560.
Missing out of Loveland, Colorado. The Larimer County Sheriff's Office is attempting to locate a missing 40-year-old male, Jance Wesley Varela, was last seen in Loveland, Colorado in June of 2022. Jance may have a beard and possibly wearing glasses. He also has a large abdominal scar. Jance has a tattoo of pie symbol on the top of his left hand. Family and friends are concerned for his well-being. He was recently diagnosed with a serious medical condition. He looks to be Hispanic, but he's 40 years old, salt and pepper hair, short, brown hazel eyes, 6'4", 140 pounds. He does have a light mustache, goatee, and beard. Any information on Jance's whereabouts, ask to call Larimer County Sheriff's Office at 970-498-5100 or call 911.
Mackia Pollard, 17 years old, missing from Muskegon, Michigan since January 17, 2023. He's female, biracial, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'4", 140 pounds. He is black and white. Anyone with any information, call 1-800-843-5678 or the Muskegon Heights Police Department in Michigan at 231-733-8900.
Victor Fabian Chavez. Victor was initially reported as a runaway teen on December 6, 2010 in Garden City, Kansas. Less than 2 weeks later, the Finney County, Kansas Sheriff's Office issued a warrant for Victor, who was accused of rape, aggravated criminal sodomy, and aggravated indecent liberties. A sergeant with the police department says it's believed Victor fled the county or the country after the warrant was issued. At the time of his disappearance, Victor was 17 years old. He is now 29, 5'10", 180 pounds, has black short hair, brown eyes. He has his left ear pierced. He has a tattoo on his left arm, right hand, and right shoulder and chest. If you have any information regarding Victor's disappearance or you know of his whereabouts, please call the Garden City, Kansas Police Department at 620-276-1300.
Romulus, Michigan, Nima Scott, 16 years old, missing since May 18, 2023, female, black, black hair, brown eyes, 5'6", 145 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678 or the Romulus Police Department in Michigan at 1-734-941-8400. A lot of them are missing from Michigan this time.
Yeah. Missing endangered child. This is a cold case. She's been missing since March 10th, 2002. 13 years old. Missing from, looks like Kawako. Oh, Conoco, station at 2610 Broadway. Female, 4 foot, 90 pounds, medium length hair, black, straight with brown streaks. She's Hispanic, medium complexion. Her birthday's October 29th, 1988. She's last seen wearing blue with white check dress. Laura Ayala left her home station at 2610 Broadway at 2215 hours this evening. The clerk reports that she did come into the store alone and purchased a newspaper and left. When she did not return home, the family searched and found her sandal and the paper scattered on the route to the store. Please call the Houston Police Department Homicide Division at 713-308-3600 or call Texas Equisearch at 281-309-9500.
The papers and sandals are scattered on the roof?
On the roof.
Wow.
On the route that she took to the store.
Oh, the route. Speak English.
Yeah, the route.
There.
The route.
It sounded like she said roof.
See what you get for thinking?
All right. Megan Nicole Staples, 28 years old, female, Native American. She's affiliated with the Rosebud Sioux Tribe. She's 5'5", black eyes, ash brown hair with highlights. She's got a tattoo of Darius on her chest, mother-daughter on right arm.
last known place was Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Missing since June 3rd, 2023. Any information, contact the Sioux Falls, South Dakota Police Department at 605-367-7000.
Madeline Pitts, age 27, black shoulder length
hair.
Oh,
hold on. I had to click on the link to get to the story, and whether it's her or someone else, she said she made contact with her family. So I don't know if she's actually missing or not.
Huh. Madeline Pitts, age 27, black shoulder-length hair, brown eyes, wears glasses, 5'6", 110 pounds. The Prince William County Police Department is requesting the public's assistance in locating a 27-year-old female, Madeline Pitts, was last seen in Woodbridge, Virginia on April 24, 2023. She was last seen wearing a dark blue scrub pants, black hooded coat, and black boots. She has a nose piercing. Her family and friends are concerned for her well-being. If you have any information on her whereabouts, contact the Prince William County Police Department at 703-792-6500. She is a light complex female, and that's all I got.
A statewide silver alert has been declared for Valerie Tyndale, a 17-year-old white female who is believed to be in extreme danger. She was last seen on Wednesday, June 7, 2023, at 12 o'clock p.m. in Arlington, Indiana, driving a green 2000 Honda Accord with Indiana license plate number ZYK833. Valerie is 5'6 tall, weighs 162 pounds, has brown hair with hazel eyes, and was last seen wearing a light blue shirt, jean shorts, and sandals. If you have any information on Valerie's whereabouts, please contact the Rush County Sheriff's Department at 765-932-2931 or call 911 immediately.
16-year-old Emma Esquivel was last seen on May 8, 2023 in Oceanside, California. She's described as a white female, 16 years old, 5'2", 110 pounds, brown hair, shoulder length, hazel eyes. If you see Emma Esquivel or have any information on her whereabouts, call 911 or contact The Lost at 1-800-843-5678 or the Oceanside Police Department at 760-435-4900.
Lyric Danner, missing from Springfield, Ohio. She's 17 years old, female, black, 5'6", 190 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. She was last seen wearing a black hoodie with white and pink graphics on the front, a maroon bonnet, and black shorts. If you have any information, call the Huber Heights Police Department at 937-233-2080.
Seeking the public's help in locating a missing and endangered man, Eugene Police has taken a report of a missing endangered man and is seeking the public's help in locating him. Bob Fravel, age 75, walked away from his home in the 2100 block of Agate tonight. He was last seen around 8:30 p.m. He has Alzheimer's and has previously gone missing. He will likely be disoriented and may only remember his name. He's described as a 6 foot tall with a thin build. He was last seen wearing a brown ball cap, plaid shirt, and blue jeans. He does have grayish white hair, short, and a grayish white mustache. If you see him, please call the EPD at 541-682-5111.
Barbara Tackeries, missing from Chesterfield, Virginia. She's 14 years old, missing since June 8, 2023. Female, she's white and Hispanic. Brown hair, brown eyes. 5'3", 115 pounds. She was last seen wearing eyeglasses, a black hoodie, gray shorts, and blue Crocs. Any information, call Chester County Police Department at 804-748-1251.
Kayla Crawford, age 31, white female, reddish-brown shoulder-length hair, 5'2", 125 pounds. The George County Sheriff's Office is requesting the public's help and assistance in locating a 31-year-old female, Kayla Crawford, was last seen at her home on Tannertown Road in the Movella community of George County, Mississippi, on Friday, March 24, 2023. The sheriff's office says she may be in the company of a male nicknamed Man. Crawford is the mother of four children. She has missed two of their birthdays in the past month, something her family says she would never do. The George County Sheriff's Office is asking anyone that may have seen Crawford walking in the area or getting into a vehicle to contact them. Anyone with potential information can contact the George County Sheriff's Office at 601-947-9156.
Mia Zaragoza. Missing from I thought it was Chicago. Yep, Chicago, Illinois. 18 years old, female. She's 5'4", 120 pounds, green eyes, blonde strawberry hair, light brown complexion, she's white, and last contact was June 2nd, 2023. In summary, the above teenager was reported missing after she was last seen at a residence at the 1600 block of North Talman Ave on June 3rd, 2023 at 10 p.m. Anyone with pertinent information regarding the above teen missing person, contact the CPD Area 5 Special Victims Detectives at Chicago Police Department Area 5 SVU at 312-746-6554.
Sema J. Scott, missing since 5-8-2023 out of San Diego, California. He's described as a biracial male, juvenile, 15 years old, 5'3", 95 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. Anyone with information is asked to call 911 or contact 1-800-843-5678 or the San Diego Police Department at 619-531-2000.
Emmanuel Rainbow, missing from South Dakota since June 8, 2023. He's American Indian, Alaskan Native. He's male, brown eyes, black hair, 5'10", 180 pounds. Emmanuel was last seen wearing a white t-shirt and white pants. Emmanuel wears glasses. Picture, it looks like his left ear is pierced, and either he's got a sore or a big mole on the crack on the corner of his mouth. Any information, call the Mitchell Police Department in South Dakota at 605-995-8400.
Missing out of Parkersburg, West Virginia. The Parkersburg Police Department is requesting the public's assistance in locating a missing 27-year-old female. Gretchen Fleming was last seen in Parkersburg, West Virginia on December 3rd, 2022. Witnesses state they saw her at My Way Tavern with an older man on the night of December 3rd. And also at some other surrounding bars and restaurants. Her belongings were found at a neighboring tavern, the Front Row. Police have her phone and purse. The police gathered a lot of information and is executing a multitude search. A multitude of search warrants in the area, including a house on Division Street on December 15th. She's described as a white female, 27 years old, brown shoulder length hair, brown eyes, 5 foot to 5 foot two, 100 to 120 pounds. Anyone with information, contact the Parkersburg Police Department at 304-424-8444.
Aubrey Mosley, missing from Chicago, Illinois, 14 years old, missing since June 5th, 2023. Female, 5'3", 160 pounds, brown eyes, brown hair, light complexion. She's black. Last contact was June 5th, 2023. She was last seen in the vicinity of 4400 Street Cottage Grove Ave in Chicago, Illinois. She was last seen wearing a black shorts and a white shirt. If located, contact Area 1 SBU at 312-747-8380 or call 911.
Whitney Ann Wilkin, white female, 31 years old when she went missing. She has brown short hair, brown eyes, 5'7", 128 pounds. She has a tattoo on her right breast, stars on her left upper arm, flowers on right leg with a bicycle. Date of last contact was October 24th, 2019. She went missing from Lacey, Washington. Whitney was a transient in the Olympia area the last time she was seen. Reach out to the National Missing and Unidentified Person System with any information. In short, that would be NAMUS, N-A-M-U-S.
That it? Okay, this is a cold case. Karen Jo Smith. missing since December 27, 2000, from Indianapolis, Marin County. Her date of birth is October 12, 1965. She's 35 years old, white female, 4'11", 148 pounds, brown hair, blue eyes, surgical scars on left foot and abdomen, scar on left knee, right finger, and had been severed and replaced. One ankle was reconstructed, walks with a limp due to left double pierced ears, one additional piercing on top of her left ear. She wears a retainer on her lower teeth. Got a wide gap between upper front teeth. And she had on a gray Indiana University sweatshirt, white socks. She had gold ring with 17 diamonds in crossband. Pink marquee ring with a gold stripe across the stone. She had a black leather purse, multicolored leather woven cigarette case. Is there a phone number? Oh, there's a whole bunch more. Or is that? Karen was last seen at approximately 10:30 p.m. at a residence near the 800 block of Wakehurst Street on December 27, 2000. Her son told police that Karen's ex-husband, Stephen Halcombe, was sitting in the living room with Karen the night she was last seen. She appeared to be in a drug-induced sleepiness. Her two children said they didn't hear any suspicious activity that night. They reported her missing the next morning when she couldn't be found, and she missed an appointment later that day. Karen had felt threatened by Halcombe. He vanished the same day she was reported missing, and he didn't report for work the next day. His vehicle, a 1983 light blue Ford LTD, Indiana plates 95W7801, was also missing. He turned himself in on January 11, 2001, after violating parole in California. His vehicle was searched for evidence, nothing was found, and he denied involvement. Halcombe was convicted and sentenced for Karen's death in December 2004. He maintains his innocence, and Karen's body has never been found. Any information, contact Detective Chester Price at 317-327-6160, and that's it.
Is that any it?
That's it.
This is a cold case. Michael James McIntyre was last seen on July 30th, 2015 in Lakeside, California. He's described as a white adult male, 54 years old when he went missing. He would be 62 years old now. He's between 5'10 and 5'11, 170 to 230 pounds, very long and straight gray or partially gray hair, gray and white mustache and goatee, hazel eyes. If you see Michael James McIntyre or have any information on his whereabouts, please call the San Diego Sheriff's Department at 858-565-5200.
Sean Charles Luberger, missing from Willoughby, Ohio. He went missing when he was 50 years old. He's 52 now. Been missing since June 28, 2021. He's 6'1", 220 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. Sean went missing from Willoughby, Ohio on June 28, 2021. I read all that.
He has a large scar under his left eye. He wears glasses and contacts. John has multiple tattoos. He has a gargoyle on his upper arms. He has a tattoo also on his chest and stomach. John does have a stutter when talking. Oh, 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 you little shit. Now I lost. Oh, there it is. Ah, hold on. Now I can't make it go big.
Smells like a person.
She bumped me. She likes to snuggle up close. Now I got to get the magnifying glass. Okay, hold on. Well, some of them long ones are good. Pretty small print.
Yeah, that's getting old, don't it?
Yeah, tell me. Don does have a stutter when talking and does walk with a slight limp due to an ankle injury. He does have medical issues that do require medication. It is unknown what he was wearing at the time of his disappearance. However, he always had been known to be wearing black steel-toed boots and sunglasses. John had stayed with his ex-wife on June 25th, 2021. He said that he had to get his paycheck the following day and was going to take care of some bills. On June 26th, 2021, he went to get his paycheck and come back and had left some money on her table, but she did not see him at the time. It had been reported on June 27th, 2021, that after he had picked up his paycheck that he had to try and reach a female who he had been in Maslin the night before, calling a man who had been hanging out with the night before, June 26, 2021. It was said that he couldn't reach the female and that she didn't want to see him. After that call, his phone was never used after that, and there has been no contact with him since. John's vehicle is a 2003 Chevy Tracker. Was found a month later on Akron, Ohio. John's wallet and phone were not on him, and are believed to be with him. That don't make sense. Prior to Sean's disappearance, he had made payment, taking care of a driving interaction that he had since September 2005 in Albuquerque, New Mexico. John, according to others, would not abandon his child, family, or his job. John was last seen on June 26, 2021 in the area of Rolling Park Drive in Maslin, Ohio. If you have any information regarding Sean's disappearance or know his whereabouts, call the Willoughby, Ohio Police Department at 440-953-4240 or 440-953-4212.
Got another cold case. Missing since June 8th, 2005. Out of St. Louis, Missouri. Ann Hay was last seen at a sewer in Laclede's Landing in the 600 block of North 2nd Street where she went on business and sold purses and other items for a living. Investigators confirmed with the store's owner that Ann was at the store that day. Ann was last seen wearing a green Mickey Mouse sweatshirt, blue jeans, and glasses with gold oval wire frames. Ann was also known to use the names Ann McKayar and Ann Mellayar and Ann Portilegray. She's a Asian female, black shoulder length hair. She has a scar on her knee Brown eyes, 5 foot, 135 pounds. If you have any information regarding the whereabouts of Ann Hay, please contact the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department at 314-231-1212.
Jaden Archer, missing since July 24, 2022 from Dayton, Ohio. She's 18 now. She's female, white, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'5", 110 pounds. She may be in the local area or she may travel to Bellefontaine, Ohio. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678. Or the Dayton Police Department in Ohio at 937-333-2677. Hello?
Goodbye. Another cold case. Jason Scott Atkins. Last seen Sunday, January 17th, 1999. Out of Huntington, West Virginia, is a white male, 23 years old at the time of missing, brown, long hair, blue eyes, 5'9", 160 to 170 pounds. He does have a light mustache and goatee. Anyone with any information, contact the Huntington Police Department at 304-696-4470.
Damian Scott, 16 years old, missing from Findlay, Ohio. He's male, he's white, 5'7", 150 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. He was wearing a gray shorts and a black Hey Dude shoes. He has a tattoo on his arm. Any information, call the Hancock County Sheriff's Office at 419-424-7097.
Jerry Saunders, 54-year-old black male, bald, brown eyes, 5'9", 180 pounds. Jerry Saunders was last seen on June 1st, 2023 by his sister near Harrison Avenue in Roanoke, Virginia. Jerry has a serious medical condition and is without his medications. If anyone has any information regarding his whereabouts, please contact the Roanoke City Police Department at 540-853-2212.
Jabari Black, missing from Forest Park, Ohio. 14 years old, is male, is black, 5'4", 125 pounds, black hair, black eyes. He was wearing sweatpants. Any information, call Forest Park Police Department at 513-595-5220.
Ashley Jones, last seen at the Port Authority, 8th Avenue in New York City, Greyhound bus terminal. Went missing May 22nd, 2023. Ashley was last seen 5/22/2023 at 11:54 p.m. at the Port Authority 8th Avenue in New York City at the Greyhound bus terminal. She's described as a 5'3" female, approximately 140 pounds, brown eyes, brown shoulder length curly hair on top and blonde on the bottom. She was wearing a red jersey top, a short black leather jacket, and jeans. Her left arm has a tattoo sleeve. Contact the tip line at 845-866-8255. 0442.
Olivia Pritchard, missing from Webb City, Missouri, since June 1st, 2023. 16 years old, 5 feet, 100 pounds, dark brown with blonde hair, blue eyes. Any information of her disappearance or whereabouts, contact the Webb City, Missouri Police Department at 417-673-1911. And that's it. You're dumb.
The family is asking for the public's help getting any information and answers they can about their loved one, Daniel Jaskovic, 44 years old, from Lake Hamilton, Arkansas. He went missing April 30th, 2018. Police and family later found his white Ford F-150 vandalized near Old Mount Tabor Road in Glenwood, Arkansas, with a missing white cargo trailer, power tools, and toolboxes, with no trace or sign of Daniel anywhere. Daniel is described as being a 6'2", 200 pounds, a beloved father in his family. He's a white male. He does have a mustache, goatee, and beard, short hair. If you have any information, please contact the Garland County Sheriff's Office at 501-622-3660.
Cold case. Dustin Keith Engelbrecht, 27 years old. He was murdered on August 28, 2009 in Mason City, Illinois. Dustin was reported missing on August 28, 2009. He was last seen at home. Over the next several days, police, canine dogs, mounted officers, and hundreds of volunteers combed the area. Mason, Tazewell, and Logan counties looking for any signs of him. The searches turned up nothing except spatters of blood near a barn on his land. His body would be found almost by happenstance the night of September 7th. His father, Randy Engelbrecht of Pekin, Illinois, came to the home to mow the lawn. Randy's brother-in-law arrived at the property to look for any missed signs of Dustin. Brother-in-law noticed a spot of ground in the field with hay scattered over it as if someone had tried to cover something. He began to dig, then spotted a cell phone next to a large plastic bag. He tore open the bag and spotted a leg. He called 911. Randy Deskin Jr., his cousin, was at Dustin's home the day he disappeared, and the last known person to see his cousin alive. Prosecutors contended that Randy Deskin Jr. spent the night at Engelbrecht's house on the evening of August 27, 2009. The next morning, according to the allegations, he killed Engelbrecht with a baseball bat, buried Engelbrecht's body behind a barn, and washed his clothes sometime after Engelbrecht's fiance Stephanie Hendricks left for work about 7:30 a.m. and before Engelbrecht's son Zeke got home from school between 3 and 3:30. On September 30th, 2011, Randy J. Deskin Jr. was acquitted for murder by a Mason County jury. On August 9, 2012, Randy J. Deskin Jr. was found dead in Green Valley Township, hanging from a tree next to railroad tracks. Randy had been reported missing that morning to the Tazewell County Sheriff's Office. It's been almost 14 years, and justice needs to be served in the memory of Dustin. His family needs answers for his unexplained death, and justice served to assist with the closure of his murder. Any information, please contact the Mason County Sheriff's Department at 309-543-2231.
The Mississippi Bureau of Investigation has issued a silver alert for an 18-year-old Alyssa Long out of Lumberton, Lamar County, Mississippi. She is described as a white female, 5'4", weighing 140 pounds, with brown short hair and blue eyes. She was last seen wearing a dark gray T-shirt and blue jeans with leopard print shoes on Sunday, June 4th at about 5 a.m. in the 5600 block of Highway 13 in Lumberton, walking in an unknown direction. Family members say Alyssa Long suffers from a medical condition that may impair her judgment. If anyone has information regarding the whereabouts of Alyssa Long, please contact Lamar County Sheriff's Department at 601-794-8610.
Sauk City, Wisconsin. The Nellie Leo, nickname Gabriel Barron, Maria Jose Mendetta, missing since February 22nd, 2013. Leo was age 3 when he went missing. He'd be 8 now. He's male, Hispanic, brown hair, brown eyes, 2'7", 35 pounds, and from Sauk City, Wisconsin. Maria Jose Mendieta was missing from the same year, February 22nd, 2013. 29 years old, female, Hispanic, brown hair, brown eyes, 4'9", 140 pounds, missing from Sauk City, Wisconsin. Leo and Maria have not been seen since February 22nd, 2013. Maria may also go by the names Maria Jose Rampa and Maria Jose Barron. Maria has a tattoo of Snoopy and Charlie Brown. She also has a tattoo of a star on her right hand. Leo and Maria may be traveling to traveling with Alejandro Martinez, who lives in Mexico. They could be traveling to Uruguay or Mexico. They are possibly traveling in a 1998 Plymouth Grand Voyager, navy blue in color, Wisconsin license plate 477-JJP. Any information, called the Sauk Prairie Police Department at 608-643-2427 or the Sauk County Crime Stoppers at 888-TIP-SAUK.
Missing runaway, Serenity Lynn Black, 17-year-old white female, hazel eyes, brown shoulder-length hair, 5'7", 120 pounds. Last seen on May 16, 2023 in Rogers, Arkansas. She was last seen wearing a black zip-up hoodie and possibly gray or tan Dickies pants. She's suspected to be in McDonald County or Barry County, Missouri. Serenity told friends she was running away and going to live with her grandmother. If you have any information, please contact Detective Keisha Millsap at 479-271-1008, extension 3640.
Jenna Camara, missing from Denver, Colorado. She's 15, been missing since 2/24/2023. She's female, Hispanic, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'7", 105 pounds. She may still be in the local area. When she was last seen, her hair was dyed black. Jenna may wear colored contacts. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678 or the Denver Police Department in Colorado at 720-913-2000.
Natalie Reyes, missing since January 27, 2023, out of Nashville, Tennessee. 17-year-old white female, brown shoulder-length hair, brown eyes, 5 foot nine, 135 pounds. Natalie may wear glasses. Don't hesitate. Call 911 or the Nashville Metro Police Department in Tennessee at 1-615-862-8600.
Let's see. Okay. Krista Dorothea Leiden is 65 years old, missing from that doesn't say the town, from Idaho. She's female, white, 5'6", 160 pounds, blonde hair, green eyes. Any information, call 208-263-8417. And she doesn't look no 65 years old. She's lucky if she even looks 50.
Wow. Family and friends are asking for the public's help with leads or tips into the disappearance of a missing loved one. At the time, 44-year-old Corey Christopher Schroeder of Benton, Arkansas, Saline County, was last seen May 21st, 2019, when a friend dropped him off at a store. Then they later learned by family that he was near the Cottonwood Place Street around Avila, Arkansas, after leaving a residence last reported walking on foot. Corey is described as a white male, 6'7" to 6'8" tall, 235 pounds, brown-gray hair, balding, hazel eyes, and beard. Last known clothing was jeans, gray hoodie, black and red backpack, and tennis shoes. Corey has several tattoos, including Jesus Loves Me on his back, Lacey and DMH across his chest, an infinity heart with Aiden and Holly on his upper left arm, an eight ball with flames on his upper left arm, skeleton hourglass on his abdomen area. He has numerous scars on left arm and also has pins and screws in both wrists from surgeries. If you have any information concerning Corey Christopher Schroeder, you're asked to please contact the Saline County Sheriff's Office at 501-303-5647.
Silence Gary. I don't know if which way is which. This is from Wichita, Kansas, since May 28, 2023. He's 13 years old, 4'3", 60 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. He's an endangered, missing endangered runaway went missing from Wichita, Kansas on May 28, 2023. His last seen in the area at 31st and Meriden in Wichita. His last seen wearing a white and black Nike shirt, black pants, and white shoes. Any information regarding Silence's disappearance or you know his whereabouts, call 911 immediately or the Wichita, Kansas Police Department at 316-263-6011.
The Muskogee, Oklahoma Police Department is seeking help locating a missing juvenile. The missing person is Myluna McHenry. She is a 16-year-old African-American female. Myluna is 5'6", approximately 130 pounds. She has black shoulder-length hair and black eyes. Myluna was last seen in the 2100 block of Columbus. If you have any information on her whereabouts or if you see her, please call 911 or call the Crime Stoppers at 918-682-2677.
Beltrami County Sheriff's Office, missing persons. Minnesota. Chestnut Lalji, 32 years old. Bemidji, Minnesota. The Beltrami County Sheriff's Office and the Bemidji Police Department are asking for public assistance for any information on the location of 32-year-old Chestnut Lalji, also known as Samara McQueen. Chestnut has been reported missing by family who have not communicated with her since February 2023. I don't think they gave any description. No, of course not. She's got light complexion. She's got light brown with one highlight, it looks like, dark eyes. Any information, call the Beltrami County Sheriff's Office Emergency Communications Center at 218-333-9111, option 2, with any information.
Washington, D.C. cold case. The Washington Metropolitan Police Department is seeking the public's assistance in locating 28-year-old Devontae Richardson, who was last seen in the unit block of Mississippi Avenue Southeast on Wednesday, July 22, 2020. Devontae Richardson is described as a black male with a medium brown complexion, 6'1", 170 pounds, with short black hair and brown eyes. He was last seen wearing a blue shirt and gray sweatpants. Devontae Richardson is believed to be operating a blue 2016 Jeep Compass bearing DC tags GD1855. If you see him, take no action, dial 911, and keep your eyes on him until MPD patrol arrives. If you have info, dial 202-576-6788.
Okay. Cases on Namath with no information or photo always pique my interest, and it becomes a personal challenge. I found a little information here as well as somewhat of a photo. So here's the story. Zeta Catherine Wiltz was born on August 2nd, 1956, and at the age of 16 married Douglas D. Dalbert, 10 years her senior, in February of 1973. The couple lived in Ohio and Clearwater, Florida. The marriage quickly spoiled. However, and their divorce was final 2 years later. She ended up in Eufaula, Alabama, giving birth to a son, Aaron, on July 5th, 1975. To make ends meet, she began working as a go-go dancer, and while working at the Boar's Head Lounge, she met Rick Stockberger, a bartender. After living together for 7 months, the couple made the newspaper after getting married at a strip club, Pillow Talk, in 1977. Rick apparently gave the child his surname. Zeta started nursing school at Chauncey Sparks Technical School while working at the Lake Point Resort, and the happy family resided at 703 Pump Station Road. Everything seemed to be going well for them until the evening of September 12, 1981, when she met co-worker at the 500 Club on U.S. 431. At 3:30 a.m., one of her friends contacted her husband, concerned because she had gone missing, and by 6:30 a.m., after searching himself, he contacted authorities. Her black Dodge Aspen was found 1.5 miles away across from the Level Acres trailer park, triggering a massive search including two helicopters and National Guardsmen. Some of her personal belongings were located at nearby Barber County Park. Although the details were never released, soon afterwards, her driver's license was mailed anonymously to her family. Someone familiar with her life would have known who to mail it to. Or did she herself mail it? Was eventually declared deceased and Rick remarried. Sadly, her son Aaron died at age 24, the same age as his mother when she disappeared. In his obituary, she is not even listed. What happened to Zeta? There's no exclusions, and more information can be found in the comments. Eufaula Police Department, Lee Ham, can be reached at 334-687-1200. Zeta was approximately 5'5", 125 pounds, with blue eyes and strawberry blonde hair.
Another Washington, D.C. cold case. Metropolitan Police Department is seeking the public's assistance in locating 31-year-old Ian Solheim, who was last seen in the 1300 block of East Capitol Street, Southeast, on Sunday, July 25th, 2021. Ian Solheim is described as a white male, 6'3", 165 pounds, with hazel eyes and light brown hair. He was last seen wearing a pink button-down shirt, khaki shorts, and black shoes. He may be in need of medication. If you see him, dial 911. Keep your eyes on him until MPD patrol arrives. If you have any info, dial 202-576-6768.
Deanna Dortch, 17 years old, is described as being about 4 feet 10 inches tall, about 106 pounds, with brown eyes and black hair. Missing from Chicago, Illinois, 17 years old. Any information, call Area 5 Detectives at 312-746-6554.
Another cold case from Washington, D.C. 29-year-old David Stern, who was last seen in the 3400 block of M Street Northwest at Dixie Liquor Store at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, November 27, 2018. David Stern is described as a white male with a light complexion, 5'9", 170 pounds, brown eyes, brown short hair. He was last seen wearing dark navy North Face jacket, khaki pants, and blue sneakers. If you see him, dial 911 and keep your eyes on him. Got information, dial 202 576-6768.
Ah, crap. I just hit the button. Don't touch the button.
Don't touch the button.
Don't touch the button. I'm almost back
Leave
to where I was.
Alone.
Don't touch the button. All right, here I am. Kansas City, Missouri. Aubrey Ella Fritz, white female, 24 years old, 5'2 tall, 120 pounds. Aubrey left the area of Spruce Ave and St. John Ave, occupying a gold Chrysler 200 with an unknown Kansas temporary tag. She has tattoos on her right arm and left bicep and was last seen wearing a blue sports bra, white jean shorts, and a black tie and a jacket tied around her waist. She is in need of medical care. If located, call 911 immediately. And... Oh, Ralph's ready to go to bed. Hold on there, Ralph.
Janaya Thompson, missing since April 24, 2023, missing from Temple Hills, Maryland. She's a black female, medium complexion, 18 years old, 5'4", 130 pounds, round eyes, black shoulder-length hair. If you have any information, please contact 301-749-4901.
Kristen Smalley, missing from Cleveland, Ohio. 13 years old, male, black hair, brown eyes, 5'5", 139 pounds. He may still be in the local area. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678 or the Cleveland Police Department in Ohio at 216-621-1234.
Okay. Davian Broderick. Missing from Wichita, Kansas since May 27, 2023. 16-year-old, 5'6", 150 pounds, brown curly hair, brown eyes. Davian is 16-year-old. Okay, I already read that. If you have any information regarding Davian's disappearance or know his whereabouts, please call the Wichita, Kansas Police Department at 316-660-9452 or 316-660-9456.
Harris Habib. Last seen on May 18, 2023, leaving his residence in Brandon, Florida. He's a South Asian male, 19 years old, 5'7", 150 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. Authorities are requesting that the public please check their Ring cameras and CCTV footage. Any information, call the Brandon Sheriff's Office at 813-247-8200.
Portland, Tennessee. Ramoni Stewart was 16 years old when she went missing. She's a black female, medium complexion, black shoulder-length hair, brown eyes, 5'3", 125 pounds. Ramoni Stewart is a 16-year-old black female, blah, 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 blah. She went missing March 3rd, 2023 in Portland, Tennessee. Time of her disappearance, she had multicolored braids in her hair. If you have seen Ramoni or have information regarding her whereabouts, please contact the Portland Police Department at 615-325-3434.
In her picture,
it looks like she does have braces on, too, on her teeth.
You done now?
I'm not dumb.
April Crandall, 42 years old, last seen around 4 a.m. on foot in South Avenue M in Chicago, Illinois. Police say Crandall does not have identification or cell phone. And, of course, there's no description, but she's got light brown, dark blonde hair. Looks like light-colored eyes, like green or something. And her hair is wavy. And in the information, call BPD Special Victims Unit at 312-747-8274.
Runaway juvenile, Carlos Sabian Hunter. Missing from Anderson, South Carolina. This 14-year-old left his home along Lewis Street in Anderson around midnight on May 31st and hasn't been seen since. He was wearing all black clothing. He's a black male, looks to be 5'5", short, black curly hair. If you have any information regarding his whereabouts, please call the ACSO at 864-260-4400.
Aiden Fink, missing from Dayton, Ohio, 13 years old, male, white, light brown hair, blue eyes, 5'2", 108 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678 or the Dayton Police Department in Ohio at 937-333-2677. Oh, my God, she is hilarious.
Yeah, you're hilarious.
What's she doing?
She was over there playing with her toys and minding her own business. And as soon as I look back, she stops and just stares directly at me like she's not doing anything.
Traco Mackey.
Now I'm looking at her because I was trying to come over and check.
Traco Mackey, missing since May 1st, 2023, 28-year-old. Out of Atlanta, Georgia. He's a medium-complected black man, 6'3", 250 pounds, black short hair, curly, brown eyes. Mackey was last seen by his mother at approximately 8:30 p.m. in the 2600 block of Burton Road Northwest. Anyone with information, contact the Atlanta Police Department at 404-546-4235.
Danelia Garcia Mendoza, 15-year-old female, 5 feet 1, 140 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes, medium complexion, white, Hispanic mixed. Last contact, May 25th, 2023. She's got a scar on her stomach. In summary, the listed missing juvenile was last seen on the 2800 block of North Marmora Ave by mother. If anyone has information pertaining to the whereabouts of the above missing, contact Area 5 SVU detectives at the number provided. Oh, no number provided. So call the Chicago Illinois Police Department or 911.
Erin Nicole Mintz, missing since November of 2022 out of Dover, Delaware. She's described as an African-American female, medium complexion, 5'1", 140 pounds. Erin has black hair, short, and brown eyes. She was last seen in Dover, Delaware, November 2022, at the Red Roof Inn. Missing from County of Delaware, from Kent County, Delaware, Erin could possibly be in Dallas, Texas, or San Antonio, Texas. If you have any information on this disappearance of Erin, please call your local police department or the Delaware State Police at 302-739-5901.
Candace Millum, missing from Phoenix, Arizona, 13 years old, female, white, brown hair, hazel eyes, 5'1", 105 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678 or the Phoenix Police Department in Arizona at 602-262-6151. What are you doing, punk?
Probably still trying to figure out how to push your buttons.
Yeah. He hasn't found anything to chew up yet, so I'm waiting for that.
Hey, you might get lucky and she won't chew nothing.
She's been pretty good, actually. You might have to go out and go potty. I might have to go out for a minute.
No, you're not allowed out. You're grounded.
Oh, she's got to grab a Scooby snack.
Angel Luconan, 43-year-old white female, blue eyes, blonde short hair, 110 pounds, 5'2". Angel was last seen on May 28, 2023 in Longmont, Colorado. Angel has multiple tattoos and is driving a 2013 Audi with Colorado plates AXS T98. The Audi has a blue square tag hanging from the rearview mirror. If you see Angel, please call Longmont Police Department at 303-651-8555.
Anthony Midrill Cooper, 12 years old, black male, 5'7", 125 pounds, brown eyes, black hair, missing from North Dakota. Any information, call the Fargo Police Department at 701-235-4493.
Okay, got a real old one now, old cold case. Missing since...
I got to step outside for a minute, so...
Okay. Missing since March 6, 1981, from Dixon City, Pennsylvania. He was classified as an endangered missing. White male, 15 years old at the time he went missing, 6 foot, 120 to 130 pounds, colored sweatshirt, black jeans, and sneakers, carrying a small tan backpack with the Yellowstone Boys and Girls Ranch logo on it. He had brown hairs, brown eyes. His nickname was Don. He may use the alias names Don Ferry or Donnie Frame and or Donnie Thomas. He may have a homemade tattoo on his left arm or left shoulder of a bomb with a letter D inside it. He was last seen in his hometown of Dixon City, Pennsylvania, on March 6, 1981. He has never been heard from again. He was a chronic runaway and had spent time at the Yellowstone Boys and Girls Ranch, a residential treatment center for troubled children in Billings, Montana. Several times he'd run away attempting to reach his sister, who lived in Wyoming. It's possible he ran away again when he disappeared in 1981. He does have ties to New Jersey as well as Montana and Wyoming. Donald's family attempted to have him reported missing shortly after his 81 disappearance, but law enforcement refused to accept the report until 2013. Few details are available in this case. Please contact the Pennsylvania State Police at 570-560-5660. A family is in deep pain and anguish, is asking passionately for the public's help. Terry Henry was last seen on September 9th or 10th of 2014, wearing a brown t-shirt, camouflage shorts, and his last known location was Roston, Arkansas, at his home. Terry is described as a 43-year-old male, black male, 5'10", 205 pounds. His family has stated that on the dates provided, it was like Terry just vanished without a trace, with all of his personal items being found at home. His wife stated that it was not like him to vanish without contact, and that she just wants answers about Terry for his three children. If you have any information about Terry Henry, please contact the Prescott Police Department at 870-887-2616.
Deanna Barros, missing from Indianapolis, Indiana, 19 years old, female, Hispanic, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'3", 150 pounds. She may still be in the local area. When she was last seen, her hair was dyed red. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678 or the Lawrence Police Department in Indiana at 317-545-7575.
The Renikia Marks, missing since March 31st, 2023, out of Crowley, Louisiana. 17-year-old black female, light complexion, black shoulder-length hair, brown eyes, 5'5", 140 pounds. We may be in the company of an adult male. The Renikia may travel to Texas. She may be in need of medical attention. Anyone with information, call the Crowley Police Department in Louisiana at 1-337-783-1234.
What was the name you just did?
Serenikia Marks.
Oh. All right. I thought it was the same one. Deanna Lee Rozelle, missing from North Dakota. She's 16 years old, missing since May 2nd, 2023. She's American Indian, female, 5'6", 142 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. Any information, call the Fargo, North Dakota Police Department at
701-235-4493. Wendy Kahn has been missing since June 1st, and if anyone knows any information regarding her location, they are encouraged to contact them. Mankato Department of Public Safety at 507-387-8700. She's described as a white female, 46 years old, 180 pounds, 5'5", multi-red colored hair, green eyes. She was last seen June 1st, 2018. Wendy was last in contact on June 1st, 2018. Her 2011 black Nissan Sentra was found behind the CVS on Bell Avenue near Long Street in Mankato with a flat tire but no signs of Wendy. Law enforcement is concerned for her safety. If you have any information, please contact the Mankato DPS.
I'm getting boxed. Hold on here.
I'm trying to multitask.
Hold on, Ralph.
Shemya Scott, 14-year-old female, 5'1", 130 pounds, brown eyes, black hair.
Oh, you came in, okay. You didn't need cokes and...
Black hair, medium complexion, she's black, birthday July 9, 2008, last contact May 21st, 2023. The above teenager was seen at a residence at 1700 block on North Long Ave. Anyone with information, call 312-746-6554.
Missing Juan Chaz Tressel Valerio, birthday March 4th, 1982, 41 years old, black male, Hispanic Latino, 5'11", 180 pounds, brown eyes, brown hair. He has tattoos on his chest of a tiger, cat, and a skeleton. The last known confirmed sighting was on February 17, 2022. His last text with his mother was on 5/15/2022. If you have any information, please contact the Montgomery County Sheriff's Department Sergeant F at 304-291-7260. And he does have a beard and mustache.
Yanis Alea Castro, 14 years old, missing since May 20th, 2023. She's 14, white, female, 4'11", 115 pounds, brown eyes, brown hair. Last seen on 5/20/23. Any information, call the Fargo Police Department at 701-235-4493.
Got another cold case. missing since March 24th, 1982, from Baltimore, Maryland. Classification is a non-family abduction of a female black. Date of birth, 8/24/1973. She was 8 years old when she went missing. Height and weight, 4 foot 80 pounds. A blue jacket, a blue and orange striped top, and blue jeans. She's an African American female, black hair, brown eyes. Toya wears eyeglasses, but she wasn't wearing them at the time of her disappearance. She has a chipped front tooth and a deep dimple in her left cheek. Toya departed from her family's residence at Lafayette Homes, a public housing project in the 200 block of South Spring Street in Baltimore, Maryland, on March 24, 1982. She came home from school, and her mother gave her a snack and permission to play outside. Toya's mother left the house at 6:15 p.m. While she was gone, Toya left to walk to a grocery store 2 blocks away at the corner of Doe Street and South Caroline Street. Near the store, she stopped to talk to her mother's ex-boyfriend and one of his male friends. Toya apparently never arrived home from the store. She wasn't allowed to walk there by herself and had told her sister she was going to do it anyway while her mother was out and buy candy. She was described as a quiet, well-behaved child, won trophies at school for regular attendance and participation in school activities. This was the first time she had ever disobeyed her mother. When Toya's mother arrived home at 7:30 p.m., Toya was missing. She has not been heard from again. Toya was in the third grade at City Springs Elementary School in 1982. She lived with her mother, her two brothers, and her sister. She was supposed to be the flower girl at her mother's wedding ceremony 3 days after she disappeared. Her mother, Annette Stanley, initially believed her ex-boyfriend had taken Toya in order to convince Stanley to start seeing him again. She repeatedly asked him about Toya, but he said he didn't have her and didn't know what happened to her. Stanley said she went ahead with her wedding on schedule because she thought this would encourage her boyfriend to give Toya back. After that marriage ended, she renewed the relationship with her ex-boyfriend and married him. She said she did this because she still believed he knew where Toya was. Stanley left the man again only a few months into the marriage. He is now deceased. Stanley is still alive and still lives in the area in hopes that her daughter may yet be found. Little information is available in Toya's case, but foul play is suspected. Contact the Baltimore Police Department at 410-396-2334 with any information.
Oh, I clocked out. I thought you were going to be a while.
Nah, that's all right, because that could be the last one.
Yeah. I got to see if anything happened in, oh, no, nothing new happened in Minnesota. Oh, damn. Yeah, there was. Ramsey County pursuit went into Cedar Riverside, Minneapolis, where a pit was performed.
The suspect in the vehicle reportedly then shot himself in the head. A gun was reportedly found in his hand. Wow. That wasn't
Damn.
On the news.
Of course not, because it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho, I appreciate you as always being with me here.
Yep.
Thank you for all those that tuned in and listened to our broadcast tonight. Just remember, if you know something, say something. If you have any information on a missing person and are afraid to go to law enforcement, reach out to Lorna Munson or myself, Bobby Ormsby, and we'll get your info gets to the proper authorities. Speak up, people. Let's help bring some of these folks home, bring some closure to the families, and be sure to share missing person flyers everywhere that you can. Doesn't matter what state, what country, because you never know where that person may end up. And you might be that missing link to the last known whereabouts. Again, I thank you all for tuning in. God bless America. God bless our children. God bless the missing, our first responders, our veterans, our military, and God bless the Defender 7. Good night, everybody.
Good night.